Regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243 AD, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access. Brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Live from Southern California.
Ian Adrian, I'm your host this afternoon. My name is Ian Wentz. John Kane is back in the studio. I'm joined here on location. Stacy Mitchell, once again, just the silent force in the background. Mike Prang, as well, the Sports Information Director at Adrian College. And we're going to talk some women's wrestling, some ACHA men's Division II hockey, women's basketball, and men's basketball as we officially transition to some winter sports at Adrian College. We are going to get things started with a senior women's wrestler, Layla Orabeo. She is from Marysville, Ohio. Good afternoon, and thanks for being on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, very successful program at Adrian that you and your coaches have built up, being one of the seniors on the squad. We're going to take it back a few years. The classic question, what brought you to Adrian College?
Oh, my gosh. The pink flowers.
Yes, no, that's the perfect answer. Yes.
Or the gym, the Marla.
Yeah.
I grew up in a Central Ohio, and I had always wanted to move out of state for college, but when I started wrestling my junior year of high school, I realized that that was kind of a somewhat realistic expectation to go out of state for college, because wrestling gave me that opportunity, but I liked how close, I'm only 2.5 hours from home, so not like I'm out of state, but I can go home on the weekends if I want to, so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Well, when I went to school, it was about 2 hours away from me. I go, that's far enough away, but close enough.
Yeah.
it makes it work. With it being a young program when you came in, did that obviously attract you a little bit to be able to compete at this level and to join a program that at that time was kind of new?
Yeah, I think that it was new, not like in hindsight looking back on it, but for me at the time, because like my first year wrestling in high school, I was still wrestling boys. Like, we didn't have a girls team, quote unquote. We didn't have a girls program. So it was new for college, but it was still way more like progressed than what I had come from. So I was excited for kind of a little bit of both.
So you've been around for like the real growth of women's wrestling, like you see it at the high school and now the college level. Just in your 4 years at Adrian, have you seen that, like more ladies participating?
Oh yeah. Especially with the, I don't know if you've heard about the Iowa team now that they have.
An Iowa team?
Yeah, Iowa. Iowa's big on wrestling. They have this is their first year. They were recruiting their girls last year, and they just had, I think, their first duel, but it's like big in the wrestling community because they're like a big D1 school, and Iowa's known for their wrestling.
Yeah, well, we're again seeing that growth. You opened the season ranked 8th as an individual in your weight class. Last year you placed 4th at the regional championships. You were a national qualifier. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What was that like for you to get those accolades last year?
It was pretty amazing. I remember, it's so hard. It's such a weird feeling to describe, but I remember being at the national tournament, and even it was just an honor just to be a part of it. You know, just being there and doing like the walking ceremony in the beginning before the beginning of the tournament. I remember trying not to cry. It was so emotional. And I had felt that same way my senior year in high school when we had our very first girls state tournament ever, and we did the walk then. So it was just kind of like a full circle kind of moment. I was like, wow, like it was surreal.
Is that something that, you thought you could do? Senior in high school, you're thinking, I could do this at the college level too?
At the college level, yes, because I like to think I'm very determined, and I like wrestling. I'm very passionate about it, but I never expected myself to make it to the national tournament, I guess. Because coming in, I was expecting all the other girls who have been doing it for years and years. Like, even my senior year in high school, all the girls that took first, they had been doing it since they were little. They were just kind of sparse.
Sure.
You could see the experience level compared to the girls who had just started, like, within the last year or so. So I had never expected myself to make it that far at a collegiate level.
Talking with Layla Orbeo with the women's wrestling team at Adrian College, your team ranked number 10 in the country. And, you know, with wrestling, I'm learning a lot. I do know there's no conference yet for women's wrestling, but you're top 10. That's mm-hmm. going to feel pretty good at mm-hmm. this point in the season. I know it's early.
Yeah, it does.
With the success that your squad has had, you won the Tiffin Open mm-hmm. to start the year. That's a good little rivalry right
yeah.
down there in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Adrian Invitational and the Adrian Duels on the weekend
mm-hmm.
before. Team did pretty well at those. What was your assessment of your performance and the team?
Yeah, I mean, I watched during the duel tournament on Saturday, and I was really impressed with the girls. I think we had a couple of our freshmen who weren't able to compete at the first tournament, and so this was their first official collegiate match, and I had a proud mom moment. Like, I was like almost crying. I was so proud of them. They got like their first pins, and it's a big moment for them. But I was really proud of them. I mean, we had three duels, and one of them are the national champions, North Central. I don't know if you're familiar with that team.
Oh, yeah.
They're in Naperville. Yeah,
yep. I've heard
Illinois.
Of that school.
Yeah, they're pretty tough.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, our girls went out there, they did the best they could, and I think that, you know, they did well, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like they did. Sixth place at the Adrian Invitational,
mm-hmm.
2-1 at the Adrian Duels. Let's get technical with wrestling. I think
okay.
it's important to talk about things like this. Again, it's something you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that there are different styles of wrestling.
Yes.
There's folk style,
mm-hmm.
and then is there freestyle? Is that the other one?
Yes, and there's Greco-Roman, too.
Greco-Roman.
Yeah.
Which one do you ladies do?
Okay, so we do freestyle, which is women's collegiate wrestling, and it's, I would say, the most universal. It's what they do in the Olympics. Folk style is more of like the American style. It's what girls and boys do in high school, and then the men's team, our men's team in college, they still compete folk style.
What's the difference though between the two or the three?
So I would say that you don't really see as many throws in folk style because they don't really count for it. So like freestyle is more of like technique and scoring, I would say.
Okay.
So you'll see a lot of throws, and you'll see like everything's more fast paced. Like they don't give you time to just like dink around on the mat, like top bottom position. They're like quick to set you back up to the center. So it's very fast paced.
Okay. And the folk one is where, you know, the classic. Where...
Yeah, there's riding time. You can kind of sit in the top bottom position for a little bit. I originally liked folk style a lot better because it took me so long to get it down in high school when I was learning how to wrestle in general.
Right.
But then as I got comfortable with freestyle, I go back and I like work the men's tournaments, and I'm like, gosh dang, when is this match going to be over? Like, I feel like I can't remember the time that I wasn't sitting here watching this match.
Right. Well, yeah, they got their differences, that's for sure. Layla, what's your major at Adrian College? What are you hoping to leave here with?
So I'm a biology major, and
oh, smart. Yeah.
I'm pursuing a career in medicine.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Biology?
Yeah.
I think that program's grown
it is,
since
yeah.
I was a student mm-hmm. back when Peel and Jones were two separate buildings.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No,
was
I didn't.
Was ever a thing? Yeah,
no.
They were two separate buildings, and, you know, they put them together and built all those new labs at that point.
Oh.
So biology, and you want to go to what after this?
I want to go into medicine, but I think I'm going to, so I graduated from an early college STEM school, So I commuted for 2.5 years to Columbus State and Ohio State University in Columbus. And so it was kind of weird. I was like I didn't really feel like a high school student. I'd kind of outgrown my high school peers, but I didn't feel like a college student either. So I'm feeling the burnout a little bit. I need a year before I decide to go back to med school.
So this says you're a senior. You're probably 19 years old.
No, oh, no, okay. I wish. Right. No, they didn't. My credits didn't transfer because they're out of state.
Oh, those pesky out of state.
I know.
Well, my goodness. Next meet is the Albion Invitational.
Yeah.
That's coming up on the 19th, right?
Sunday.
Starts in the morning. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It says Saturday here. I go, Saturday is the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on Sunday
mm-hmm.
over in Albion. That's not too far away.
Mm-mm.
One of the few schools in the MIAA with women's wrestling, right? It's do you know all the schools that have women's wrestling?
In our area? So Albion's one of them. We see them at a bunch of our tournaments. Northern Michigan is another school. I mean, they're not super close, but still Michigan. And then
right.
we see Trine over in Indiana, Tiffin a lot. Those are kind of the main ones in our...
Okay.
Well, Alma College started their... This is their first year with the women's program. With
okay. Does Olivet have one?
No, not yet.
Oh,
I think it'll be soon. I'm hoping.
Okay.
It'll be nice to have, like, the same kind of rivalry that our men's team has with them.
Yeah. What's the perspective after collegiate wrestling if you want to pursue wrestling while you're studying to be a doctor? Is there, like, what's the next step possibly for you?
I don't know. Is there? I don't know. I feel like I am super grateful for everything that wrestling has given me so far. I've never been the kind of person who was ever trying to make it to the Olympics, all respect to people who are, mm-hmm. but I had other career goals, and I feel like med school is going to be like a full-time job. I don't know if I'm going to have any time. I'd like to think that I'd go into like MMA or jiu-jitsu or something on the side like Zoe.
There's always time, right?
Yeah, like a little side hobby. I don't know.
Yeah, now entering the ring, Dr. Layla Orbeo. Could you talk about, just quickly, your current team, like the makeup of the girls, how many upperclassmen, underclassmen, you being obviously a senior, you're more of that leadership role.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about that?
Yeah, so I would say I think this year we have a decent amount of seniors. I'm not sure. It seems like a lot of times with collegiate sports, you see like the classes kind of like dwindle down. We get old. Our bodies can't take it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But I would say my senior class this year is probably the biggest senior class that I've experienced since being at Adrian College, and it's nice. I mean, we get super close and personal. You know, just like wrestling, but then also being with each other on the weekends the entire time. Like, I think that's what's so great about the sport of wrestling is that you're suffering and you're miserable, but you're doing it together and you kind of like go to each other for support to kind of push through. And I think that's what really builds those kind of bonds and connections with your teammates.
Couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm.
Layla, you did it. You're done. Thank you for taking the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Once again, with the Adrian College women's wrestling team, senior Layla Orbeo from Marysville, Ohio. She'll be hitting the mat Sunday morning over in Albion. We're going to step aside, talk some ACHA Men's Division II ice hockey. We'll be back with their assistant coach right after this. This is the AC All Access Show from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Vincent Goodwill, NBA writer for y'all.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Celebrate Thanksgiving weekend with the Bulldogs. Catch women's hockey Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th. And men's hockey also plays Saturday the 24th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County. 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, John Kane, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Andrew Morton are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all the things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show and saves them on our website, 965thecave.com. Simply go to the homepage, click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show absolutely free with Cave Clips on 965thecave.com. Also, have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on the show by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the ACL Access Show from Frickers and Adrian on Main Street. They are hiring kitchen staff, wait staff. If you want a career change or just some part-time work, stop by, fill out an application here at Frickers. Lunch specials, weekday specials, drink specials as well, if that's your thing. Big game this weekend for the Wolverines. Maybe you're a Buckeye fan. Maybe you're a Lions fan. I was here on Sunday. A lot of Lions fans. It's a weird time to be alive. The Lions are a good football team. We're going to get back into our conversations about Adrian College athletics. We're going to go with the ACHA Men's Division II hockey team. We're joined by assistant coach Brett Sievertson. The team is ranked number 10th in the ACHA Central Regional Rankings. 15-1 on the year with four shutouts. So maybe a little underrated, but just gives the guys a little fuel to their fire. Brett, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, I learned during the break that you're not as old as I thought. Recent graduate of Adrian College. Could you talk about your time at Adrian? And I assume you played back in the day.
Yeah, correct. So I graduated in 2021. I was also a member of the ACHA Division II team. So I came in my freshman year in 2017. That was the first year of the D2 program. So I've kind of been around it, seen it grow, seen where we're at today as well, so being a part of it.
Not only was I way off on the grade I thought you were in, you didn't come to school until I was gone. So 15-1 on the year, got to feel good about that. Some sweeps over, hang on, I got to read this list, Central Michigan, University of Michigan, Concordia, Ann Arbor, Denison, Indiana Tech, and Purdue Northwest in a split with Lake Superior State University. These are teams that I think a lot of our listeners know, or at least the school that they know about. Couldn't ask for a better start aside from one game, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've had a great start to the year. That second game against LSSU, I was not there for that one, so I did not know what happened. They can blame that loss on me not being there.
You know how superstitious hockey guys can be,
very. So, but we've had a really, really good start to the year so far.
What got you into coaching basically fresh out of school?
So I wanted to stay involved with hockey. I wasn't quite sure if I was going to continue playing after I graduated or not. And then an opportunity opened up to be an assistant coach with the D2 team here. So I kind of took that opportunity and ran with it, and I'm still here today.
There's only about 18 hockey teams at Adrian. Can you refresh my memory of who the head coach of the team is?
Brennan Wachter.
Okay. What's it like coaching with him?
It's great. I love it. He's a really smart guy, really knows his hockey and stuff like that. So it's been really awesome the past 2 years coaching with him.
What's your role as assistant, aside from I know assistants do the sharpened skates, make sure everyone's got all their uniforms and stuff like that. What else do you do?
So I run the defense. So I was a defenseman at Adrian College. So I oversee the defensemen for practices, games. I also help put together lineups with Watcher. Yeah, that's really about it. Just kind of anything he really needs me to do aside from coaching, I help out with. So,
yeah, it's so few wear so many hats in that barn. You know, you got national championship coaches out there sharpening skates. You know, it's just what you do, right, as a coach. With the ACHA Division II program. What other schools are in your conference? I assume there's a conference, right?
So we actually don't compete in a conference, but a lot of the teams we play, all the teams you mentioned, Trine, Indiana Tech, Central, Michigan, teams like that. So a lot of those teams we'll actually see at regionals, and that's part of the reason that we do not play in a conference. So our conference would just get us a bid to regionals,
sure,
where we see most of the teams we play at regionals anyways.
So you think you can get enough quality wins to get an at-large?
Yeah.
Essentially?
Yeah.
Are there – how many conferences are there in ACHA Division II?
So there's four separate regions. I couldn't tell you exactly how many conferences there are.
Okay.
I know there's like 182 teams at the D2 level, so they separate it into four regions. And then the top two from each region get a bye to nationals, and then teams 3 through, I believe it's 14, play in like a regional tournament, and then if you win out your regional tournament, you end up going to nationals.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
And looking through ACHA schedules, you're obviously not under any rules by the NCAA.
Correct.
So you can play umpteenth games, you know, that makes sense. It's a long season. You start early. You've already played 16 games. You'll probably have another 15 or so.
Yeah, roughly. I think we have about 8 more regular season games, and then we go into – regionals and then nationals, which could be another 7 to 8 games there. So,
wow. Let's talk about some of the players on your team. I got some stats here. Your leading scorer, Jack Kramer, with 20 points, 12 goals in that. Sam Carper leads the team with 11 assists. You've had 3 goalies in net. Peter Supp, Alex Herman. It's a name I'm familiar with. And Peyton Langer, so it's goalie by committee, and your offense comes from wherever it may, it sounds like.
Yeah, we've got a lot of guys that are really contributing this year, especially offensive-wise, so it's really nice to see, whether it's your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, we got everybody contributing this year, which has really, really made a big difference.
You spend a lot of time at the rink. You probably see some of the other programs that Adrian has. What's the difference maybe on the ice between the Division II team and ACHA and maybe the Division I, Division III, and NCAA? What separates your team stylistically from the others?
That's a great question. I would say that
there's one great question today. I mean, do you press offensively? Do you try to hit people on a breakout or –
We run a we're very strict in our D zone, but we do kind of run a more of a run and gun style game. We like to make quick passes, quick chips, just get the puck up, let our forwards. We play with a lot of speed, so we kind of rely on our forwards like going. So
yeah, play some defense and then get out and go.
Yep. So I think that's kind of really what we rely on there is quick chips, quick little passes, and just letting our forwards go.
What's the practice structure like? When do you get ice time? I know ice time is premium with, let's see, how many hockey teams?
There's seven hockey teams.
Then you have the Figure skating, synchronized skating, open skates, all these things. When do you get some ice time?
So we skate twice a week. We practice Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 11:30 p.m.
Oh.
Yep, got the late slot.
That's interesting. Okay, well, maybe you play some late games, too.
Yeah.
Some 8 o'clock starts, things like that. Well, you get it when you can, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The ice time is very valuable over at the Arrington Ice Arena.
Yes, it is.
Your next game, you are on the road, I believe, right, to start Friday?
Yep.
At Aurora University.
Correct.
2 p.m., then you're home on Saturday, 7 o'clock. I didn't know that Aurora had an ACHA team.
Yep. Yeah, they have just the ACHA D2, and I'm not sure if they still have a D3 team or not. I know that they used to have an ACHA D3 team, but...
Interesting. Yeah. What's the, the home and home, they're interesting, right, for hockey, because from my bus riding experience, you're there awful early for these games, and then you turn around and you come back, or in some cases, you got to hop on a bus and go.
Yeah.
So what are these home and home weekends like for you?
For me personally, they're not too bad because, I'm not playing, so
sure.
I don't got to fully mentally prepare to play. I just got to be ready to coach and go. Some of the trips are a little bit longer than others. I know Aurora's going to be about a 4.5-5 hour drive, so it's going to be a long bus trip there. We leave nice and early Friday morning and get back at a somewhat decent time Friday night, but could be worse. Could
be better.
And then
turn around Saturday.
I think we have a later game Saturday, so that kind of helps out. Guys can kind of sleep in a little bit, do some recovery in the morning, go see the trainers if they need to, and then be ready to go Friday night.
I'm going to ask a very simple question. Why? Why not just play a two-game series either on the road or at home? Why split it up?
Yeah, so with our team and our budget, we're allowed one overnight trip during the regular season. So our one overnight trip is in January against Illinois State. So that's kind of why a lot more home and homes, even if they are just a little bit further.
Sure.
So we just get that one overnight trip.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, hey, you can do an Aurora trip. I mean, that's a long, long day, but it can happen. Hey, they're young.
Yeah.
Young. You can make it happen. So you got Aurora Friday. Let's pack the Arrington at Saturday at 7 o'clock for the ACHA Men's Division II team. Been talking with their assistant coach, Brett Sievertson, here on the ACL Access Show. Coach, thanks for your time. And good luck this weekend and moving forward.
Thank you for having me.
And once again, this is the ACL Access Show here at Frickers in Adrian. We welcome in the athletic director, Craig Rainey. Thanks for making time. Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, he says he's glad to be here. We'll test that during the break. We'll be right back here at Frickers in Adrian. I'm Ian West on the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Celebrate Thanksgiving weekend with the Bulldogs. Catch women's hockey Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th. And men's hockey also plays Saturday the 24th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We could not do what we do on 96.5 The Cave and Lenawee TV without the support of our community. Local businesses supporting local businesses. Thank you to these sponsors for your commitment to Lenawee County High School Athletics. Dynamic Industrial Supply. Shoemaker Heating and Plumbing. SLI Signs and Apparel. McDonald's in Adrian and Hudson. Iron Insurance. Morning Fresh Bakeries, Big East Pizza, Lenawee Now, Align Lenawee Talent Consortium, Cliff Buick GMC, Chip Morbitt, the Adrian Insurance Agency, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, D.S. Johnson & Associates, Chevrolet of Clinton, County National Bank, Martin's Home Center, TLC Community Credit Union, and O'Connor & Sons Floor Covering. Thank you again for your support of Lenawee County High School Athletics and for believing in our mission at 96.5 The Cave and Lenawee TV to promote Lenawee County schools and their student athletes.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show at Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wendt. A bunch of other people here off mic, and that's where they belong. Stacy Mitchell, their sales team at the Cave. Craig Rainey, the athletic director at Adrian College. And Mike Pran, the sports information director. I think it was like SID Appreciation Week recently. There's a post about Mike on the social media last week. So make sure to annoy him with all your social media comments. Go to the Adrian College Athletics social media. You can learn more about Mr. Prang. He gave me a cheat sheet today to help me with the broadcast. We're going to talk with one of the stars of the game last night. What game, Ian? I'll tell you in a second. Women's basketball. Talk with Kylie Skidmore. She is a junior from Riverview, Michigan. She was the MIAA Player of the Week. With a double-double against Bluffton, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 15 points, and 4 rebounds against Nazareth. She's only averaging 18.5 per game. We'll work on that. 7.5 rebounds per game during the week. Her Bulldogs improved to 2-1 after a win over those pesky Yellow Jackets of Defiance, 76-47. Kylie, welcome into the show.
Hello.
This is going to be fun, I can tell. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. So, you're finally playing games against girls that don't wear shirts that say Adrian in front of them. And it sounds like you're really excelling. Can you talk about the first few games and 18.5 points per game?
So basically I just go out and I play my game every day, which is just driving into the hole and being able to kick the ball out, see those open shots for my teammates, and just it's kind of been working. I've just been doing the same thing, being smart with my decisions, trying to find the open player so that my teammates get their shots, and then, I mean, if their shots aren't there, then I definitely try and find my own shots.
I'm going to go back in my way back machine. And when I look at your name on the roster, I think effort, because I get there early for some public address announcements for women's and both the men's and women's teams. And you were playing JV, and I go, hustle. This girl hustles.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm like, she'll be just fine on the varsity team when she gets there. Where'd that come from? I mean, you are just, you're diving on the floor, doing all the little things, you're pesky on defense. Where'd that come from?
I think it would go back to my high school team. My coaches really implemented just hustling and going for those rebounds, just doing the little things, diving for those balls and getting on the floor. I mean, it doesn't really take much just to put effort in and, you know, give your all into it, so. That's just what I do every single time I go out there. Just kind of implemented into my game.
From Riverview, what brought you down here to Adrian? Was it also the pink flowers?
That was one reason.
Okay.
Another reason was I wanted to play basketball. I mean, I didn't really look too much to put myself out there when deciding to play college basketball or not. And I actually had decided I wanted to play beginning of August before that first semester was starting a freshman year. So it was definitely like a last minute thing, but I'm glad that I did it. And I chose Adrian just because they were one of the teams that had reached out to me, and I loved their campus, and so, yeah.
So you were truly a student before you were an athlete, right?
Yeah.
You were signed up to go to school, and you said, might as well just play basketball, too, while I'm here.
Yeah.
I
mean, actually, the reason I chose Adrian was because of the basketball aspect, but, yeah, in the beginning of the process choosing colleges, I was just looking to go to college for school.
Okay. You can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. When you get into Division II, especially Division I, it's like you kind of turn into an athlete student where a lot of your time is on the sport.
Yeah.
And that's certainly something you can do at Adrian. You can do both, or you can do all three things that you want to do.
Yeah. I also like the idea of D3, just a smaller campus, being able to get those better interactions with your teachers, the better education, and yeah.
With that education, what major are you pursuing, or are you undecided? I switched my major late, so if you're not committed, then that's okay, but what are you looking to get?
So straight from the get-go, I decided that I wanted to do secondary math education, and so in order for me to do that, I have to get a math major. So I'm pursuing a math major for secondary education, and actually this past semester, I decided that I want to get a computer science certificate because it's only like 4 classes you got to take. And I had talked to Dr. Al-Ghanahi, and he was saying that, you know, might as well take some classes that are going to get you something rather than taking a bunch of random ones. So decided to do that.
And I'm sure much of those overlap.
What was that?
Do those overlap with math and this computer?
Yeah. So my main goal is to do secondary education teaching.
Yeah.
But I just figured, like, have a good backup plan. You know, if that doesn't work out, then I can maybe look for something within the computer science field with my math major.
You're the first person I've talked to that's had the exact same career path that I wanted when I went into school. And I did a 180, and here I am now. But that math hurdle, calculus too, kicked my butt about 3 times. So, sounds like you made it through.
Did you go to a smaller college? Or?
I went to this college.
Oh, really?
Adrian College, yeah.
Really?
Class of 2016.
Okay.
Yeah. Older person. Yeah. I was talking to Brett with the ACHA Division II, and I go, did we go to school together? He goes, I don't think so. Graduated in 21. I go, okay. Yeah, that would explain that. Gosh, math major and talented basketball player.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Could you talk about one of the mainstays at Adrian College Athletics, your coach, Kathy Morris? What's it been like playing under her and her assistants?
I love Coach Morris. For sure, at first, it was she's definitely a coach to get used to, but after some time, you figure out her ways, and I'm glad that I figured them out. And you just get, like, this feeling that she has confidence in you, and I think that's what really has driven me to be a better player this year, is that knowing that she can trust me with the ball, knowing that she trusts me to do those point guard things, has really boosted my confidence and the ability to help out the team this year.
Talk with Riley Skidmore with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. The conference you play in, the MIAA, has a couple very good teams in it on the women's side. What are your thoughts for your team? What are your expectations moving forward?
I think this year we're going to be a better defensive team. And, I mean, defense always implies an offensive a better offensive deal for the team as well. So with that pressure that we have and just continuing ball movement, I think we're going to be a good team this year.
What's the makeup of the team? Did you lose a lot to graduation? How many upperclassmen are there versus newcomers? You don't need to give an exact number, but you're more of a veteran team or more of a younger team?
I say we're for sure more of a younger team. Yeah, we only lost 2 seniors last year, two or three last year, and we do have a big amount of seniors this year, but other than that, I think we have a good amount of sophomores, and then we have a couple freshmen that'll still be able to boost the team next year.
Next game, you are home. It's 3 o'clock against Manchester at the Marilat. Now, I know in my time doing PA and being a student, teams play different at the Marilat. You know, you'll go on the road and, you know, maybe you'll lose by 10 or whatever against fill in the blank. But then you'll come home and you'll beat them. What's it like playing in the Marilat? It's kind of a home court advantage, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. I think we're all really excited to play at home and be at our home court. It's going to be something more comfortable, a lot more fans there, so we'll definitely have more of an advantage.
It's the home opener, right?
Yep.
Big time.
Yeah.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, super excited.
Me too. It's a shame I won't be there. I was going to be there.
Oh.
But I got to go to the Upper Peninsula for some high school football.
Oh.
Yeah. So, sorry. But I really wanted to be there.
Sounds
best of luck.
Fun time.
Yeah, well, yeah, it could be. Going up to the UP.
Yeah.
Best of luck moving forward. These numbers, keep it up. I know you can. And good luck Saturday and moving forward.
Thanks. Thank you.
See, I told you this would be a great one. Great interview. Thank you, Kylie.
No problem.
Once again, Kylie Skidmore with the women's basketball team at Adrian College, a junior guard from Riverview. Next game Saturday. Let's pack the Marilat at 3 p.m. taking on Manchester. We're going to step aside for these quick messages. We're going to talk the men's basketball with Seth Logan, a sophomore guard from Fenton. We'll learn about him and his squad coming up right after this. This is the ACL Access Show. From Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Celebrate Thanksgiving weekend with the Bulldogs. Catch women's hockey Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th. And men's hockey also plays Saturday the 24th.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, John Kane, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Andrew Morton are inside the cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all the things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show and saves them on our website, 965thecave.com. Simply go to the homepage, click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show absolutely free with Cave Clips on 965thecave.com. Also, have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on the show by emailing them to us at sports at 965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome back to the ACL Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian Wentz. I've been your host this afternoon. We are going to switch gears from the women's side of basketball to the men's side. We're talking with sophomore guard from Fenton, Michigan, Seth Logan. Seth, thanks for coming on the program.
Absolutely.
Well, aside from the pretty pink flowers on campus, what brought you to Adrian?
I think it had a lot to do with the coaches. Coach Kaiser and Coach B are great guys. and they really instill a tough, gritty environment with the players and the program. So that really drew me to Adrian.
He's had a task, right, Coach Tim has, the last couple of years of truly rebuilding this program. Was that part of your recruitment and saying, like, look, we're trying to build up something here? The record speaks for itself, but, yeah. You know, he's selling you on the future, right?
Yeah, he really wanted to get guys that he knew that would play for him and play for each other, and I think he did a really great job with that. So,
pretty young backcourt with you, and there's a couple freshmen, Morrow and Dickerson. No, it's DJ.
Yep.
Is it
Braylon? Yep.
Okay. What's it like trying to mesh up with those two, being, you know, underclassmen like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of experience back there, and I feel like it's shown a little bit through the first four games, but we're starting to mesh a little bit, and those guys are amazing to work with, DJ and Braylon. They're really inexperienced at the college level, but they really know the game, and they've taught me a lot, and I feel like I've taught them a lot, and it's gonna come to some wins here soon.
Could you take us back just for a moment about your high school experience? Did you strictly play for your high school, or did you do things outside of high school too?
I really did a lot with my high school. My dad was my coach in high school, so I really played a lot with him, played a lot for him. And I did a little AAU, but not too much because I played baseball in the summer as well. So it's a lot with my dad and the high school team.
Well, I imagine that's just about enough of basketball, you know.
Yeah.
Dad, I love the season, but can I do this for a couple months?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Was basketball something that you saw as part of your college experience, or did Coach Kaiser reach out and then you say, well, maybe it could be?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I wanted to do something with sports. I mean, I played three sports in high school, and I wanted to dip to either basketball or football in college, and I chose basketball because Adrian just felt like the right place with Coach Kaiser in the program, so...
Back to the court, the back court, very young. The front court has some experience with Josh and Kendall and those guys, and Nick, you know, doing their thing. Nick kind of plays up top and down low depending on the game.
Yeah.
What's it like being a guard with those guys? Like, the expectation has to be there, and they're like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, those guys are great. They're really good leaders, Nick, Kendall, and Josh. They really, like, when those three guys are on the court, they really rally the five. And they just do a great job defensively speaking, communicating. They really talk well and put our team in the right position to win.
With this ambitious schedule, you guys have already been over, I'll call it overseas because you went over to Canada.
Yeah.
Technically, it's overseas. You know, it took a couple of close losses there, and then you had a recent game against Penn State Altoona, where you put up a career-high 20 points in that contest. But the wins have not come yet for this squad. You're 0-4, and it's early. You can learn a lot more from losses than you do wins. Is that the case with your team?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, we were a really young team in the backcourt. And that's at the college level. It's really important to have experience and leadership there. But, you know, it's been a tough start, but I feel like if we just keep doing what we're doing, play Adrian basketball, wins will start coming.
What a segue. Ready for this question? Seth, what is Adrian basketball?
Yeah, we got some words that we define, the Adrian program. I mean, grit, toughness, togetherness, discipline, unselfishness, and sacrifice. And we go by those words, and we really stick to them.
Spoken like a coach, huh? I mean, you talk about how young this backcourt is. The MIAA, the league you play in, has a couple teams that just always seem to have juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
You know, especially at that guard spot. We're going to get into league play here in a little bit. You know, when you look up and down the MIAA, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, it's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah.
And you're going to go up against guys who have played 30-some, 40-some games in their career.
Yeah, like Calvin, Trine, Hope, they're really experienced. And as a league that's really deep, Albion, Olivet, they were really good last year. KZU's got a lot of guys returning, but we feel like we can really compete with the league and put up really good fights against the top dogs, and we really think we could be one when the time comes.
Yeah, and this is a team over the recent history that has surprised some people and has done some things. It was a banner hanging up in the gym for that NCAA tournament bid back in 2020. Are you at a point where I know you're young to the team and Coach Kaiser getting some years of experience in, switching to, getting from building a culture and then getting to wins, right? I mean, that's the name of the game when it boils down to it is getting some victories. What do you think you can do or your team can do to go from, this 0-4 start to something that you can build off of wins?
Yeah, we brought in Coach McKelvey, who was with that 2019-2020 squad that won the MIAA tournament and went to the NCAA tournament. I feel like we just have to be better defensively. We continue to give up bigger halves in the second half, and we're away from our bench, so we just got to be better communicating and putting ourselves in good position.
So are you talking like defensively? You're away from your bench in the second half,
yeah.
And that's kind of where things can break down a little bit. Is it just communication, or what do you think it is?
Communication is the biggest part for us. We have me included. We have some guys that just don't talk on the defensive end, but it's an easy fix. I mean, we all like to chat in class, talk to our buddies.
Yeah.
So I mean, just something we got to fix. And Coach McKelvey and Coach Kaiser have done a very good job of telling us that, and we got to work on that.
Road Warriors continue. You're at Capitol Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure, the stage of film watching or scouting. What have you seen or what have you heard about Capitol?
They're a good team. They're undefeated right now. We played them last year, and they're really big, lengthy. They got some experience. They're in a good conference, so they play really good teams. They run a tough offense. So we got our hands full on Saturday, but I think if we play Adrian basketball, we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
Talking with Seth Logan with the men's basketball team at Adrian College, playing at home versus playing on the road for the student athlete. There are definitely challenges with being away from home, but I think there are some things that you can grow from off the court.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked with your coach before you went on that trip to Canada. Do you guys feel closer as a team having those road trips under your belt?
Yeah, those are great. We split up into like two houses in Canada, so we really got to be with guys that we weren't traditionally around. So we really bonded as a team, as a whole.
All right. Good things are on the horizon. I think people, if they've gone to games, I think they're seeing it. It's just building on that success, and it starts and stops with the backcourt. And
yep.
Seth, you're part of it. Good luck against Capitol Saturday, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Once again, that is Seth Logan with the men's basketball team here at Adrian College. We are out here at Frickers this afternoon for a few more minutes here on the AC All Access show, and going to put someone on the spot. We're going to put the man, Craig Rainey, the athletic director.
I thought that was you, Ian.
Now I'm not. Now that I gave you a microphone, you're the main man. We are firmly, transitioned from fall sports to winter sports. What's that been like on campus?
It's been good. We've had a couple of busy weekends, the last couple of weekends, kind of with a combination of both fall and the winter sports, but it's always exciting around the campus, and I think it's a great time. It's long Saturdays and long Sundays, but if you're on campus and you're walking around and you have to park two or three blocks away to get to a sporting event, it makes things seem like it's a pretty cool environment, pretty important stuff and things, and just to give our student athletes an opportunity to play at home and experience. Like you've been talking a lot about today, the home environment and the home games, and for our other sports that aren't in season or have the day off, to walk around and see some of their classmates and friends on campus compete and kind of support them and things. It's it's a pretty cool environment, I think. You know, two Saturdays ago, we spent a little bit of time at football. We had a wrestling match that day. We had a volleyball game. Then we went over and checked out some hockey. And so if you're a sports enthusiast and you just want to get out of your house and have something to do, you can walk around probably, I don't know, a couple hundred feet and see four or five sporting events all at the same time.
Yeah, it's right here in town. You don't really have to go that far if you're in the Adrian area. Swing by the college. There's always something going on. I do want to shout out. I don't know if it was an initiative by you or the coaches, but I was at the men's basketball game against Oberlin a few days ago. And shout out to the football team and one of the ACHA teams for hockey. I don't remember which one it was. The Division I team. I think it's great, as you said, to have other teams at other teams' events. Like, even if you're in season, hey, we're going to this basketball game on Wednesday night, or we're going to this hockey game on Friday night. Is that something that you've explicitly said to the teams, or it's just happening organically?
Yeah, we have a couple groups on campus, I think, that do a great job. You know, our SAC committee or our student athletes on campus that are on the SAC, they do a great job of promoting events and trying to get students out. We also, you know, had a group of students that have kind of taken it upon themselves to do some things, which has been good. I don't know if you were there, but we hosted the first round of the volleyball MIAA tournament, and I mean the place was packed, and the environment was, I mean, electric. I thought very similar to wrestling last year when we hosted Olivet for the, you know, the conference title and the basketball game you were alluding to earlier. But I think that just, it makes it, you know, it makes it special. It makes it different. It sets Adrian apart. I think when you show up at the gym and you know, it's 90% full and you feel like a big deal and you feel like your game's a big deal. And we've tried to, you know, ask our coaches to get their athletes involved. And then, you know, when football shows up as something, then, you know, the other teams show up at football and they just kind of reciprocate back and forth to each other. So it's something we're trying to instill and get going and kind of get it rolling.
Yeah, it's part of a culture, I think. And, you know, when your campus is majority athletes got to go out and support each other, right? There's not that built-in, you know, from the 50,000 students you have, you know, they can fill up Spartan Stadium or they can go to the Big House. Well, in Adrian, if you're going to fill it up with students, they're going to be student athletes. And I think that's just very important. You know, people think, you know, the difference between Division III athletic experience or Division I is the fans, just how many people are there. And I think you're right. When you fill up a gym for a wrestling event or you fill it up for volleyball, that's good for the school and it's good for the athletes playing, like, oh, yeah, they're here to support me. And I'm hoping that continues in the winter season, because that was noticeable. And if you're an opponent coming in, you look and you're like, I got a football player barking at me while I'm trying to shoot this three.
Yeah.
It matters, right?
Yeah. I mean, just in baseball, I mean, our guys talk about couch day every year.
Right.
I mean, our big day out there when, you know, they know all the students are coming out and they're going to be on the hill and, you know, they're going to have fun and enjoy it. And they know, like, I mean, there's just a different vibe, right? Our guys come out of the locker room, they're like, we just can't lose today. Like, it can't be right. An option today. We've got, you know, 300 of our, 400 or 500 of our closest friends all here watching us play. Like, so it is, it's just different. It's a different vibe. It's a different environment. And it's, I think it's electric.
I'm just going to do one more plug for NCAA women's hockey. They have a fundraiser and an event Friday night, 7 o'clock. It's a blackout. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be. It's their big game of the year, and we've kind of tried to do this, you know, with some of the other events. Like for volleyball, we did a whiteout and things, and they also have some different things going on too. Some drives to support, you know, different charities and different mm-hmm. things. So if you're in town, you're in the area, you're looking for something to do Friday night, you know, come on out and support women's hockey and support the community. They got a couple drives going on and things like that. So,
all right, AdrianBulldogs.com for all athletic information. You can download the app as well for the Adrian Bulldogs. Coach, AD, Mr. Rainey, thank you as always, and have a good weekend.
All right, thanks, Ian. Enjoy your trip up north.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I will. And this has been the ACL Access Show from Frickers in Adrian. Stop on by. They're out here on Main Street. Lunch specials, weekday specials, drink specials. It's a special experience here at Frickers. Stacy Mitchell, Craig Rainey, Mike Prang here at Frickers. For John Kane, back in our studios, I'm Ian Wentz. Have a great afternoon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at AdrianBulldogs.com.
Audits, tax help, and more. Go to BeanGarter.com to find out about the merger and also how